You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. We've got Each with us. It's my pleasure today to introduce Caleb from Each. How are you, Caleb?
Thank you very much, Alan.
Caleb, we know that you've not been with Each for all that long, but we know you're involved with a COVID-19 and flu vaccination clinic. So how long have these clinics been going through Each?
We've been running the clinic since vaccinations actually started in Victoria. So back in March, we started with a few staff and we've expanded quite extensively.
So whereabouts are these clinics?
We've got our main clinic in Ringwood. We've got a clinic in Pakenham. And then we also run a number of mobile teams which go around the valley, actually.
Do you? What, when you say they go around the valley, do they go schools or where do they actually go?
We have different sites we set up at each in each town. We've been in churches, we've been in community centres, we've been a couple of the community hubs. Next week we're going to be in Lilydale at our old stumping ground in Lakeview Drive at the old CFA building. And then at some point we'll be in Aquanation. And
oh, great.
Yeah.
What sort of hours are the clinics open?
It varies. Our Ringwood site, Monday and Friday, we're open 9 to 4. Tuesdays till Thursdays, we're open from 10:30 to 5:30. The pop-ups we do at varying times. We're trying to make it available to people, convenient times for people. So we'll sometimes be out at a site from 10 to 3 o'clock, sometimes from 1 o'clock to 5:30. It varies.
To make it, because, I mean, not everybody's home during the day, are they? So do you do, are any of them open at the weekends at all Monday to Fridays?
No, Ringwood is open weekends from 9 to 4. And so is Pakenham on a Saturday at the moment from 9 to 4 as well.
Whereabouts in Pakenham is it, Caleb?
It is at the James Bath Sports and Community Hub, which is on Caversham Drive in Pakenham.
Right. Who can use the clinics? Are they only clients of Each or anybody? And is it a user pay or how does it work?
All the vaccines we give are free. So it is if you are eligible for a vaccine, we will happily give you the vaccine. We're doing both the COVID vaccines. So we've got the adult Pfizer, the pediatric Pfizer. We've still got a bit of AstraZeneca. We've got Novavax around, and we've actually in the last week started doing flu vaccines as well for people who are eligible for free flu vaccination.
Now, when you're saying eligible, what have you got to do to be, what is an eligible person?
For the COVID or the flu?
We'll take COVID first.
For COVID, it depends on what stage of vaccinations you're at. If you haven't been vaccinated before, then anybody can walk in and get a vaccine.
Right.
Of any age above 5.
Yep.
If you're needing a booster, it is for people who are 16 and above can receive their booster.
Yep.
But there are also the winter doses now as well. So as a winter dose, you have to be 65 and above, or if you are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, 50 and above. We will also do anybody who's severely immunocompromised, 16 and above.
Right. So what I was trying to get at there, you don't have to have a medical Commonwealth card or anything like that to actually access.
Not for the COVID vaccinations, no.
Yep.
It is, we want people vaccinated against this virus. So.
Yep. And you were talking about the over 65s. What's different between that? That's the fourth one, is it?
Yes.
And does that? It doesn't have the flu injection in it as well, does it? It's just a fourth for the COVID.
Correct. So it's generally the Pfizer vaccine, and it's basically to extend how long your protection will be, and that's valid from 4 months after your booster dose. You can have that.
All right, Caleb. We've had a phone call, which is strange because we were just. Pardon me, I've got a frog in the throat. It's not COVID. I've just swallowed a bit of air and it's not going out too well. Caleb, we have had a phone call and it's strange because we were just going to talk about this ourselves. We've talked about the COVID, who's eligible for a free COVID jab. What about the flu jab? You said there are some different criteria for that.
Yeah, so under the National Immunisation Program, there are a number of Australians who can receive a free flu vaccine. You have to be Medicare eligible, but these Australians could be adults, 65 and above, will can all get a free flu vax.
They get a special jab over 65. Am I right about that?
They have a supercharged jab, yes.
Yeah, it's got something else in it, not only for the flu, though, is it?
It's flu vaccines, but they're basically designed to work more effectively. Right. The immune system for older folks isn't as great as younger folks, so it just really supercharges, gets it working better.
All right. Yep.
Other people eligible are all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are eligible for a free for a free jab. People with medical conditions can get it. So if you've got diabetes, if you've got heart problems, if you're immunocompromised, quite a few different people are available. If they've got different medical conditions, can get it free. If you're a pregnant woman, you should get a jab as well, and you can get it free as well.
Right. So basically up to 65, unless you've got any of those conditions, that you pay. But after that, if you're 65 and over or all the other ones, it's free.
Yeah.
Well, if you've got to pay for the flu vax, how much is the cost to get it done through each?
Unfortunately, each will not be able to do those vaccines. You'll have to go, if you're not eligible, you'll have to go through to your pharmacy or your GP to get it done.
Ah, right. It's not a case of fee for service. It's just you can't do the service.
No. Part of what we're doing is we won't take any money for our services. We're doing this as part of the state government rollout. So we can only do it for people that are eligible, unfortunately.
No, that's fine. How long are these clinics going to stay open, or is that a piece of string?
It's a piece of string at the present moment. Right. We are, for our mobile teams who are coming into the Valley, we have dates coming up. What I might mention is if you want to know where we're going to be, the Yarra Rangers, on the Yarra Rangers Council website, if you search winter, as clinics become available, they'll be coming up on that website as well.
So you don't have to book in for those, you just rock up to them?
Those will all be walk-ins, so if wherever we are, you can rock on up and say, hey, I'd like a COVID vaccine, or if I'm eligible for a flu vaccine, could I get that with me as well? And we'll be able to do those.
Are they going to be, these pop-up ones, are they going to be in buildings, or are they going to be in a bus or something like that? Like, how are people going to know they're there?
Generally, we try to be in a building, but we have the ability to put up a tent as required, albeit it would be very cold if we did that.
Yep.
We work with the council and we get appropriate places to set up.
Oh, that's right. And when you open up one of these mobile places, I better not mention an area. I was going to say Yarra Junction, but you might not be going there. Although you've got a place up there, haven't you? Each has got a place at Yarra Junction. But how long are they going to be at an area? So say you pick out an area, you take your mobile. Is it going to be one day, 2 days, a week, or how long?
This still with the council, and we're just working those out. So generally, we'll probably go up for a day at a time at the moment. But if they want us to stay longer in an area, we'll go and stay longer in an area. So
with the, now we've talked about the mobiles, they're just call-ins. For the clinics, are they book-ins or are they just rock? You just rock up?
We have both, actually. So we got the ability to, for the COVID vaccinations, you can book in through the government, to the state government website. Yep. But if you want a flu vaccine, you can book in through Hot Docs website, and you can book in and guarantee a spot to get a flu vaccine.
All right, so what are the chances if I rock up today, there might be 20 people who are already booked in for that day. So do you run the risk of not being able to get one, or do they just whip?
We've got a good team. We'll probably be able to see you. As long as we don't have 200 people in the door, we'll be okay.
Right. So that's true. So you don't have an end date for the clinics yet, but would it, do you see the time when there'll be only the clinics, not the mobile one, or do you think they'll each keep going until the end?
There will be an end date for how the fixed site clinics, at least.
Yep.
We just at this present moment don't know when that will be, because really the governments want doctors and pharmacies to do this work.
Yep.
without needing the mass vac sites.
Now, am I right? Because you're a nurse and I'm not. I'm a nothing. You can't have the same. The two vaxes on the one day, is that right?
Actually, you can. You can have it in your arm, at both arms at the same time.
Can you?
Yeah. So if you need to have both vaccines, we can do both at the same time for you. It won't be a problem at all.
I thought there had to be a couple of weeks between the two of them.
Initially, there was a two-week sort of delay, but they've kind of gone. Most people who have received the flu vaccine at some point, generally it's okay, and they're happy that both vaccines can be given at the same time.
Because I was reading the other day that a lot of people, all they're saying, are starting to get a bit over vaccinations, and that's one of the problems, because I know that the boosters I don't think they've even made 70% yet, and I know that they're sort of saying, oh, people are just sick of it, but the problem's going to be if we don't keep getting some of these, and the same thing with the flu, it's no good having one or saying, oh, well, I'll just have one and not the other. I mean, they're saying that the flu could be extremely bad this year, aren't they?
Well, we've had two years of really no flu in Australia.
Yep.
So friends in emergency departments just basically didn't see patients with it. Now that people are out and about moving around, we got people coming from overseas, we got people traveling, it is going to be going through the population like anything. So you really want to get yourself protected.
And I suppose the other thing is too, that when you're out and about year in, year out, you probably build up a bit of immune system. But with A, we weren't allowed out because of lockdowns, and B, when you went out, you had masks. So you haven't had the exposure to some of these milder diseases, have you? So, I mean, your body's not prepared to fight them straight away, are they?
Sure, yeah. You just haven't got that exposure, yeah.
Right. So if I rock up today at one of your clinics and I say, right, I want a COVID or a flu, and I'm eligible for the flu, we'll say, so what's going to happen? I'm just going to go straight in, bang, get the jab and out? Or?
Yeah, we'll talk to our admin people, put you on the system, you talk to a nurse and you'll get the jab and have to wait your 15 minutes and then you're out.
So the injections the vaccinations are being given are all being done by nurses?
Yes. So we got nurse immunizers in our team and they can all administer them as required.
Terrific. And you're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I have with me Caleb from Each, and we're talking about vaccinations. They've got a COVID-19 and flu vaccination clinics that are available right now, and they're talking about they will have some mobile ones coming up. All right, Caleb, so I'm listening to the show today, and don't know if I want to have a COVID. I think, I don't particularly like needles, so not sure I'm going to have that. And I think this thing's all overrated. And also, I think they're just talking a bit of rubbish about this flu. I haven't had flu for the last 2 years. So what are you going to say to me to try and convince me that I should have those? By the way, I am fully vaxxed, but I'm playing the devil advocate here. What are you going to say to me? You're dumbfounded.
It's a curly one, but I can tell from my personal experience that these are viruses which are very real and they do affect people badly. I was telling you before that I worked in emergency departments and have had to look after both types of patients, and it is scary, which is why I'm into the vaccination side of things, and I do want people to be fully vaccinated against these viruses, which can cause serious harm. If you want to have this discussion, you're welcome to come in and see us. We will, with our pop-ups as well as our sites, the nurses, we're going to be running a bit of a winter wellness campaign, so we can actually have that discussion with
with you on how to sort of keep safe, keep happy, keep healthy. And we're happy to talk vaccinations with you as well.
All right. Tell me what. All right. I'm sitting in with you in a mobile tent or whatever. And I'm saying to you, will you tell me why I should have my COVID-19 jabs? I haven't had them, which I have, but I don't want people to think I'm anti-vax, but because I've had mine and I've had the three. But I'm sitting in there opposite you or one of your people, and I'm saying, well, I don't know why I should have one. Now, you tell me why I should have one.
As I said, Alan, these are very real and very, they're very dangerous viruses.
Let's be honest. We're talking about the COVID numbers of people dying, but there's often in some years more die from flu, aren't there?
Well, yes. Flu puts a lot of people into hospital. I was just trying to actually find the stats this morning, and it's something like one in every 100 people, either 10 in 100, I think, one in 100, 10 in 100, somewhere in that number, turn up in hospital and have to be looked after by the hospital. The death rate is very high. It's it's one in 1,000 people will die with the flu, from what I can remember looking up, if I've found the right statistics. Mm-hmm. It is, and it's horrible. It will take people out for a few weeks at a time. And then usually it's combined with a pneumonia, so you have difficulty breathing, and it's just not fun.
So I guess what I'm trying to get at is that really it's in your own interest to have them done, isn't it? Because while we keep getting the numbers every day on the radio about how many people have died from COVID, but
yeah,
and you could be one of those, but also with the flu vax, I mean, obviously, often the flu numbers are worse.
Indeed. It's worth going to. You can have a talk to your GP. They're going to be a really good source if you want to really get down to the nitty gritties. Mm. Otherwise, as I said, you're welcome to come and have a discussion with us as well, with concerns, and we can assist or give you the information as we can for that as well.
One of the things that I think is that needs to be, because we hear people that say, oh, look, I know Fred Nurk, or I know, Mary and down the road, and she got it and it wasn't anything all that bad. But I've a few of my family have had it, and I know one of them is one of my, my son, and his partner got it. Now, he got it extremely badly. Now, if you talk to her, his partner, she would say, there's nothing to it. She would not really have needed, other than she was infectious, to stay at home for the 7 days, because she was jumping off the wall within 2 or 3 days. I mean, she was as fit as a fiddle. However, my son was a different setup altogether. He was fatigued for about 6 weeks, and they tell me that you can be fatigued up to 3 months.
Yeah. I've got friends in the similar position as well. It's a mix who have been fine, other people that have been taken out for a few months. I've had friends, younger friends, earlier in the pandemic who were actually in ICU, and these were people in their 20s.
So it's not an old person's disease as per se, is it?
No. It's the older people will be affected a lot more at a higher rate, but it does affect every age.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk about my family because that's not what we're here to talk about, but I've got a 2-year-old granddaughter who's had it. So it's not in the 50s, 60s or 70s, and sure, it, what you're saying, there's different degrees, but she had it, and she had croup, and they took her to the hospital, and they said, oh, while we're here, she's got croup for sure, but while we're here, we'll do a test. And they rang up next day and said, oh, you've got eyesight. The 2-year-old's got it.
That's hard. That scares me. I've got a 6-month-old and I do want to protect her, which is why I really want people to get vaccinated as well around. It stops the spread in the general population, the more people who are fully vaccinated.
And I guess the other thing is too, just looking after your own health. If you've got the option of either being really sick and winding up in ICU, or you've got a risk of being feeling a bit off for 2 or 3 days, and then away you go again. I know which one I'd be taking.
Indeed.
Caleb, one of the things, apart from vaccinations, I mean, how do people go about maintaining good health? You say you've got a wellness sort of component coming up. So what should people be doing, A, to look after their own health, but also their mental health as well?
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, so each is going to be running a winter wellness campaign throughout the work we're doing. So it's talking about how to keep yourself healthy through this time. So keeping connected with people, being able to maintain, see people out, keeping physically active as well. Exercise is good for your mood and keeping you occupied, releases endorphins, which is your body's natural feel-good chemical. We're also talking about eating properly as well, because what you put in your body can actually affect you as well. And those little components can actually mean that you'll feel better generally over this time.
And so, and I guess the better your body is, the more it's going to fight off any disease, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much so.
Yeah. What about... One of the things that I'm always talking about on this program, and probably people almost get sick of hearing it, but is that we need to stay connected to other people. We are a social animal, whether we like it or not, we are a sociable animal. And one of the worst things you can do, and with winter coming up, is to lock yourself into your room or into your house, and particularly, and we're talking now, if we've got people that are widows or widowers, it's very easy to heat the house up in the morning and stay home, and really, that's not really good for your mental health at all, is it?
No, it isn't. It really is. So social things will help combat a lot of the feelings of the loneliness you get if you're alone. If you're home alone. So it's good to try find social activities outside the home.
Yep.
Within the local community.
And there are plenty of people, like there's a University of the Third Age, there's all sorts of organisations out there, the Red Cross, Salvation Army, a lot of them run each run a lot of other groups other than just the clinics, don't they? They have drop-in sorts of places, and there are all sorts of things we can get involved in.
So, yeah, it's worth exploring and seeing what's out there.
Yeah.
Because
one of the worst things you can do is just sit at home. We've been listening to the show the last hour. You've convinced us we should do something about getting some vaccinations. First of all, how are we going to find out where these clinics at the moment are, and then find out where the mobile ones are going to be? How are we going to go about it?
Cool. So you can go through to the EACH website, so EACH.com.au. And you can look for the COVID-19 vaccination clinics link.
So there's a link there, yep.
There'll be a link there, and it'll direct you to the clinics. The other option is you can actually give us a call on 1-300-097-151. That's 1-300-097-151. That will take us to the call center, and they'll be able to help book you in or give you any information you need to direct you where we're going to be.
So do you have a Facebook page as well, or...?
We do have a Facebook page. I think it is just under the EACH, but I don't know. I actually can't remember where I know that EACH has a Facebook page,
yep.
Which most of this information, and every time we do a pop-up, will come up on that Facebook page.
Yep. When a pop-up is going to appear, we'll say, we won't say anywhere. When it's going to pop up, what sort of notice will it come up on your website beforehand?
Generally, it's the week before. It will be told on the Facebook page.
Yep.
And if you have a look if you go to the Yarra Rangers Council website,
yep.
Look up winter, and when we have pop-ups decided, they will come up on that website as well.
Right. Is there any decision when these pop up, whether they're going to be there for only 2 or 3 hours, or whether they're going to be there for all day, or...?
The website will have all that information. So it will say, hey, we're going to be here for this amount of time. Come on down during that.
All right. So today I decided that I'm going to get a COVID-19 jab or a flu one. How long before I can get into each to get those?
If you want to come down today, we can get you done today. Easy. You can book in. Just remember your time limits. So if you've had a booster dose and you need to get a winter dose, it is 4 months from the time of your booster dose for the flu vaccine. As long as you haven't had it this year, we'll get you done.
When you say 4 months, is that 4 months after your second jab or your third jab? Which one are you talking about?
Third jab.
So because it's about 3 months for the booster, isn't it?
Correct.
So
correct.
All right, we've covered the fourth dose, but what about those that haven't had their third dose? So you can do those as well?
Yes, happy. Just come on down.
We'll and as long as they've had their other one, what, at least 3 months ago, like number two jam?
Correct.
All right. So it's almost a one-stop shop, isn't it, providing? So do you want to just quickly run through the eligibility of the ones that can come? We'll talk about the flu one first.
Sure. So for the free flu vaccinations, you can be, if you're sick.
No, you've disappeared again. No, we've lost him. All right, look, while we're waiting for him to come back, I can give you the, to contact them is 1300-097-151. That's 1300-097-151, and they will take bookings. And if you've got any hesitancy, you can go down and talk to them. And that's both for the COVID and the flu vaccination. They do have a Facebook page. Each has one. And also, if you go to the 3ws.each.com.au, that's the 3ws.each.com.au, and that's their website. If you go there, he's back again. I've just been telling him the contact details. If you go to their website, there's something there. It's what does it say? Is it COVID-19 or?
Yep. So the COVID-19 vaccination clinics. All the eligibility criteria is on that website as well. So if you want to see if you're eligible for the flu, you can have a look there as well.
And basically for COVID, most people are eligible for it, aren't they?
Most definitely. Yeah. It only is when you're getting to your boosters, it starts having a bit of a reduced number of people who are eligible.
Are you getting many of... No, look, I've got to go. I was just going to say, are you getting many that haven't had any COVID or you're now really working on the second and third doses?
We still are getting people in the door who have not had their vaccinations.
Fair dig.
We are so glad to get people are coming forward for those.
All right, Caleb, unfortunately, I told you the hour would go very quickly. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing someone from each on the third Wednesday of next month.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thanks very much. Bye.